bondage to the world, really, that is the entanglement in the material energy. So I would like to speak about this, but I also want to express my gratitude to see our Maharaj. Maharaj, please be so kind to tell me your good name again.
Arnold Maharaj, I'm your servant, I'm from Sari.
Vishuddha Sattva? Prabhu. Vishuddha Sattva Prabhu made a wonderful ceremony in Radhakund to His Holiness Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj, and I was really impressed by the spirituality of it. So, yes. So let us now get really directly into it. I have made just 4 notes which will help me to stay on track. Yes, here it is. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Svatyeve Kauravani Vacharine Nirvishesa Sunyavari Paskadhyari Satari Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Yadvaita Gadadhara Divasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
I would like to talk today about the etymological meaning of the word brahmachari. I would like to talk about the subject matter of focus in the Brahmachari ashram. I would want to talk a little bit about the practice of Brahmacharya, talk a few words about association, and then about the mood towards women. Brahmachari is composed of 2 words, Brahman and Chari. Brahman, of course, is the spiritual reality, and Chari comes from Kara, to do something on the spiritual level, to do something in the spiritual level. Brahmacharya is possible for those who want to act on the spiritual level. It's a training ashram where we can learn to act in the identity of being a spiritual soul, really. It's important to know that Brahmachari doesn't mean not Grihastha. The Brahmachari ashram is also not a waiting hall like in the train station to go into the Grihastha ashram. Brahmachari means really from the etymological meaning, that is the root of the word, to act on the level of Brahman, the spiritual level. It's very important as a brahmachari to keep this in mind, that as a brahmachari I am acting as a spiritual soul on the spiritual level. I am now practicing brahmacharya actually since quite some time. I became a devotee when I entered the ashram, let us say like this. I'm still hoping to become a devotee. But I entered the ashram when I was 16 years of age. And it was definitely, there were occasions, one when I turned 20 and then 25, when I was thinking about entering maybe into the Grihastha ashram. These thoughts were there. And I remember personally having been guided by one senior brahmachari who always reminded me, Sachinandan, he said, Sachinandan Brahmachari at that time, please think, on what level do you want to act in your life? And just this one thought, on what is my identity, who am I, made me convinced of keeping the brahmacharya ashram. Now, this brings us immediately to what does it mean to act on the spiritual level? What is the practice of a brahmachari? In the Bhagavatam, we find one very nice verse which talks about fixation in life. Tasmat ekena manasa. Bhagavan Satvatam. I must tell you very much, I'm a little overtired at the, in English, the verse says, therefore a person should hear about me, glorify me, remember me and worship me. This is what it means to act on the spiritual platform. A brahmachari should hear about Krishna, glorify Krishna, remember Krishna, and worship Krishna. That's acting on the spiritual platform. You can't remain, you can't keep the brihadvrata, the great vow of remaining in celibacy, if you don't act on the spiritual platform. Acting on the spiritual platform will give you the strength to keep the brihadvrata of the brahmachari ashram intact. Without acting on the spiritual platform, there will be material influences in your life and it will not be possible to keep the brihadvrata. Now you must know that the whole material world is pervaded with sexual attraction. It is there in the little insects, in the big elephants, and certainly in the human beings. So, the vow of brahmacharya is to stop this type of attraction by acting on the spiritual level. And that acting on the spiritual level requires a lot of focus and investment. We cannot say enough, emphasize enough how important it is for a brahmachari to have a strict sadhana, to have a very, very, to have time to study the books, to have time to talk about Krishna consciousness, and to worship also Krishna, and so on. Now, I know that some of you are disciples of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, and he is very close friends, and I will now speak in the voice of Radhanath Maharaj to you. You, in addition to acting on the spiritual level, this is what Maharaj would say, a brahmachari has to have the service mood. Does it sound like Radhanath Maharaj? He has to be a humble servant. Sound like Radhanath Maharaj, huh? You recognize. This is very important. Humility is the next important fundamental practice. Spiritual practice is the first. Humility is the mood which you have to have in order to be in the mood of spiritual practice. Humility is opposed to the false ego of lording over the material world. A brahmachari who wants to lord it over is certainly in the false ego and will soon leave the spiritual platform. Therefore, humility is the antithesis to the ego, and is extremely important. You cannot be even initiated in the brahmachari ashram if you don't learn to become a menial servant, because menial servant is really the opposite of the ego. There was once a very qualified man who wanted to enter the brahmachari ashram. He asked a very good and qualified guru to be accepted by him. But the guru, knowing that this man was too proud, wouldn't accept him as a disciple. He said to him, I will only accept you as a disciple if you will find me someone or something which is lower than you in all respects. The man thought, it was very easy, I just go out of the door and the next person I find is lower to me. He went out of the door and wanted to grab a person who was there on the road making, I think, cow dung patties. Such a low class person. I'm an academic scholar, and I'm shortly before my initiation. But as he was just about to bring that person to his Guru Maharaj as a proof that he was qualified, he understood, oh no, I can't make cow dung patties. I'm not superior to him in all respects. He's not lower to me, inferior to me in all respects. So he went, it's a long story, he went to an, finally he wanted to bring a donkey to his guru, but then he understood, oh, the donkey, he had even one quality which he didn't have, that is, he could carry heavy loads. Finally, in great desperation, after all, he wanted to be initiated. He just needed to find someone who was inferior to him in all respects. Great desperation, he sat on the field and passed stool. As he had passed the human pile, a worm approached. And he thought, a worm. The worm is inferior to me in all respects. Then a second thought came to him. Oh no, my God. The worm is not inferior to me in all respects. He can use the stool and make very nice compost, which can be used to grow good vegetables. Mm. At least in Europe they do that. I don't know, in India they will not do this, hopefully. It can be used to enhance the ground, you know, in some ways. So, then he was very humbled and he went to his Guru Maharaj and said, I can't find anyone or anything which is inferior to me in all respects, Guru Maharaj. Then the spiritual master said, oh God, now you can be initiated. it's the point being here is that humility, good humility, can distance you from the material ego and help you to act on the spiritual level. Humility is not just a nice social quality. Humility is an atom bomb against the false ego. Little poesy. So a brahmachari must take care that he has a good spiritual practice and he has an ego-free mode, the mood of humility, which will distance him from the bodily platform so that he is able to observe the Brihat Vrata, the great vow. Now, to stay on the spiritual platform, a brahmachari needs to think very much about association. In association, as you know, influenciation or influence can happen. Hiranyakashipu talks to Prahlad Maharaj about the power of association. He says that association works like that. It's like a crystal in which the colors of the nearby object become reflected. Think about this example for a moment, which tells us about the principle of association. The crystal is very hard, but somehow by the power of the way it works, the laws of nature, a delicate object like a red rose can enter the hard crystal. It somehow gets in there and it is encaptured within the crystal. This is what happens with our hearts during association. We associate with something, an atmosphere, with people, and the qualities come into our heart, even if we have a hard heart. And here I mean hard heart in a good way, even if we are protected and we are strong-minded, association can have the power to influence us, negatively or positively. So, a devotee, in order to be in the brahmachari ashram, you require good association of sannyasis, like-minded brahmacharis, and so on. And association means to perform seva to them, service. You become so much influenced by, so much more influenced by a person when you do service to him. Service means to starts with listening. To serve a spiritual person by listening to him. That's a seva. It's interesting, isn't it? Our culture says listening is a seva. Prabhupada would always remind us, he would say, try to understand. It's a seva. The disciple's seva to the guru is he tries to understand by listening. So association means you serve the other person, sometimes with listening, sometimes by helping him even in menial ways. Good association in the brahmachari ashram is another fundamental principle. I will now make my last point for today and then give you a summary of the class. The mood towards women. As we said, brahmacharya life means to observe the Brihat Vrata, the great vow of renunciation from the material binding force. It's necessary. You need to act on the spiritual platform, That's the first and foremost principle of brahmacharya life. The next is you need to avoid the greatest entanglement, and for that you need a big vow, the Brihat Vrata of brahmacharya life. So you must know that there are three ways to observe the Brihat Vrata. The first is not so successful as the second, and the second is not as successful as the third way. The first way a brahmacharya can be kept, it's the lowest level of brahmacharya, is that you see women as dangerous to your spiritual life. It is said you see them as sarpas, a snake. Who likes to live with a snake in the same room? It's a little dangerous. It's dangerous in the sense that you can again identify with your body and desire physical contact with the female body. But it is usually seen in psychology that what you resist, that persists. In other words, what you fight against begins to occupy your mind. I believe you all have heard that illustrative story where two brahmachari monks come in the evening to a river, and there's a beautiful woman who wants to cross the river and ask them for help to carry her over, and one of them, the older, denies, says he doesn't even see her. The other takes her over the river and then puts her down on the ground on the other side. So after 5 hours, the old monk says, "What type of brahmachari are you? You carried this woman over the river." "Yes," says the young one, "for 5 minutes, but you carry her already for 5 hours. You know, he was always thinking, yeah, the beautiful woman, and he had her on the back, skin to skin. You know, and that story is well known in our circle, and is an illustration for the saying, what you resist, that persists. It stays with you. If you think about something negatively, you think as much about it, even sometimes more about it, than if you think about something positively. It's amazing how the mind works. Gaura Hari. Yeah. So the next level, which is a little bit more powerful, is to think very respectfully of women as matajis. When you meet your mother, and your mother may not be well, may just awaken from sleep, but if you are the son, you do not think of anything unnatural and unnatural attachment. She is my mother. You even if the mind has some crazy association, you immediately, the mind will shudder. "Oh no, my God, this is my mother." You know, this is the second way of performing brahmacharya, that you think this person is untouchable for me. Sometimes it's a little bit, I find it, I hope you forgive me, but I find it sometimes very difficult to think of a little 17-year-old girl who could be my daughter, more my granddaughter, to think of her as my mother. You know, it's a little difficult to think like this. But what this means, to think of a woman as mother, means to think of her as untouchable. And the way I feel we should think about it when there's a young woman. We should think that this is a person who came to Krishna consciousness to realize herself as an eternal servant of Krishna. How can I see her in a different way as my servant? This is not good towards Krishna. Once Prabhupada was aggressively attacked, verbally attacked, by a person who said he couldn't believe in a god who danced with young girls in the midst of the night. It's not very decent. So Prabhupada said, and the man said, Krishna is a womanizer. He said this, right? I don't want to repeat it very loud here. Then Prabhupada got back to him and said, how many women do you keep? The man said, Swamiji, I'm married with one woman. Oh, you are a criminal. That woman belongs to Krishna. And you have taken her, you are a kidnapper, to be punished by the laws of the universe. Ooh. Prabhupada was heavy. This means really, this expresses, you know, when we think it's untouchable, another person. They came to Krishna consciousness to want Krishna, and now we should not think that they become our servants. The last point, which I considered personally to be the highest, and it's also in that level, this comes from one of the Upanishads, is to think of the women as an atma, a soul. That's the best, really. Now she resides in a physical body, but she's a soul like you and everyone else. Is an eternal part and parcel of Krishna. Huh? And that is the most successful way. That third level happens to be the level on which a proper brahmachari who acts and thinks on the spiritual platform, as we learned or discussed earlier, thinks himself, or is conducting himself. So this is a good mood. When you think, when you see a woman, see, it's a spiritual soul, eternal servant of Krishna. That will immediately bring the lusty emotions, which sometimes come when the senses come in contact with the sense objects. That immediately goes down. Huh? Good. This is what I got to say in 45 minutes on the Brahmachari Ashram, but I hope you have now some very direct questions. Please do not be afraid to ask very direct questions, very confidential questions. I've written a book about this subject, which is unfortunately at the moment only in German language. Let me, however, here give you a brief summary of what you have heard today. I'm personally sometimes worried when devotees describe brahmachari life as the non-married life. I think it is not the right translation of the term brahmachari. It means, and we have to start there, to act on the spiritual platform. This you will learn by fixing yourself in four practices that they are well known in Bhakti Yoga: Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, and Aradhanam, doing worship of Krishna. These are the activities of the soul in relationship to God. The mental culture of Brahmachari is a culture of non-identification with the material ego. It's a culture of humility. I have only touched on this because we hear in every third lecture about something about humility. I think you're well informed. I also wanted to stress a little bit on association. It goes in you. even if you don't wish it to go inside. So please keep good association. It's very important, because there's so much negative, so much heavy association. We are a temple which serves pilgrims to find the Lord Krishna here, our Krishna Balaram temple. And there are many modern people also, modern women coming. So some association is there. It might go in the heart. Mm. And the last point was, I wanted to talk about good moods towards women. Sometimes you have to go to the, it's dangerous, that's the low, but sometimes that's the only thing which helps. Then you go into the Mataji mood, untouchable for you. And third is the best mood, it's a spiritually most successful mood, that you know that they are Atmas, eternal souls. I thank you very much. Now we have 10 minutes for questions. We have to be very concentrated now. Here is a question.
Thank you, Maharaj, for you. It's very much needed, this kind of satsanga while Brahmachari is present here in Vrindavan. Well, thank you for your question. I hope that will be repeated like in a series of lectures, like a seminar from the practical viewpoint for everybody, of course. There are many very important points about humility, association, and the main topic to act in the platform of life speaks for, and that's the name of Brahmachari, and also the point of the Women's Association.
Mm-hmm.
This mantra there in Bhagavad Gita, no? And from across the reality, you know? So one thing that I can humbly say from my own realization, I never married, I'm 62 years old. But sometimes
62? Congratulations. Yes.
I'm never doing it. But it's an important point about the relation with women, because as everybody knows, the women is in the mind, and then we're necessary sometimes with us as preachers. We should talk, like for myself, I'm a scholar, I travel all over the world with Sarudhamana and myself, and sometimes we need to meet with ladies, you know, and we should deal in a gentle way, but Brahmacharya sometimes a bit fanatic. So the kind of attachment and the element is in the same level. We need to come to the platform to, as you say, to act in a spiritual platform, see the matters as spiritual and seven of Krishna, so immediately the mind becomes clean. But one thing about matters is about a relation with the opposite sex, which mostly in the mind. It's not, I have my humble realization about that, because mind is very heavy and proper, say, the only problem with you, you don't have sufficient fear of Maya. I may see that we are very strong like that, and Maya cover ourselves. There are many examples in the society of that, because Brahmacharya and Sannyas is the same. Also, one thing that maybe is missing, as I hear, I want to know from Your Holiness, that there are not only Brahmacharis, because Brahmacharis, everybody says Brahmachari, then Brahmacharis, Grihasthas, Brahmacharis, I have Brahmacharis, and Brahmachari Sannyasis, because same. Principle of Brihad, etc. So, my point, Maharaj, maybe you can correct me. When a desire came to the mind, you see the form of the women, you know, like Mahaprabhu was saying, I want even to say the form of the women in a wood, people, it's
sweet,
but it's giving an example. To the street, even probably his sister also. Then, they immediately, when you see something and you want to enjoy, and you don't think that it belongs to Krishna, it's a gopi, it's only to be enjoyed by Krishna. Then came to the second level, to the mind, to contemplate the possibility to enjoy. Senses that are there, the rupa, the form, it's beautiful women or it's not beautiful women, but if there's something inside, deeply rooted,
We should have said, Prabhu, may, because we really work on a very high time budget, we really have to be very concentrated. So, can you please formalize your question now very distinctly?
I was coming to that point. And second level is that you contemplate possibility to enjoy. So, if we are not very aware of that level, and you could, like a mind, the desire to enjoy, then came the real close level, then you want to enjoy. So, what is your advice when that happens?
On the subtle level.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry for that.
No. Yes. This is a very good question. How to take care that the mind does not have desires for sense enjoyment on the subtle level when you see the form of the women? I would like to give you an example. When this glass is full, nothing can enter in the glass. I have another thermos. No, it's not here. Yes, here. It's just nothing more can enter. So if you want the mind to be free from sense attachments, if you want to have a mind which doesn't become full with the form of the woman, you need to fill the mind with the form of Krishna. This is very, very important. It's so simple that we laugh about the simplicity. This is what Prabhupada's example is, and it's my own personal experience also. Only when you have the mind full with spiritual things will Maya not be able to fill you up. If it's not full with Krishna consciousness, the mind will just almost attract things to go in there, like a vacuum. Vacuum? Is it vacuum? Vacuum, yeah. Attracts things. So in the same way, the mind, which is a vacuum of Krishna consciousness, will attract material things. And the first thing is the that greatest attachment to the woman. It's a wonderful question. Thank you very much. This was Prabhupada's example, and it really works. Whenever I come into a situation of preaching, giving, not finding time to read and just do just finish the minimal of 16 rounds, then I know there are times where I have to start putting things in the mind, otherwise one is lost. Here's the next question. How to take good association in both gross and subtle ways? Just think for a moment. To take good association in both gross and subtle ways. I believe you mean in a physical way of staying together, and in a subtle way. See, association, real association, means always to agree to become influenced by the other person, to agree to let the other person have an impact on you. So, in the physical way, you just serve the person, you become subordinate to the person, a humble servant. And in a subtle way, it means you allow yourself to become impressed by the ideas of that person. Don't close your heart and mind when you are associating with someone. You have to come into a way, let me say, you have to to learn from that person. See, if I want another, because we are visual people, huh? If I want this water to come here, where do I have to place the second ball? Higher or lower? Lower. Hare Krishna, I'm sorry, I have remained a little young in my examples today. So if you want to become to have a good association, you have to place yourself lower or on an equal level, not higher, like we often want to do when we associate. We want to show the other person how qualified we are, what we have achieved, and so on and so forth. Doesn't work. You won't get anything from that person, just like water always flows from a higher position to a lower position. Any other question?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sean. Maharaj, I want to ask you, when you first came to Krishna consciousness,
Yeah. You're
young, so there's no way in the world you think, yes, I might consider brahmacharya life, But as you develop, you understand the power of spiritual life and devotional service. So you know brahmacharya life is more conducive.
Yeah.
But despite all the facts you know about brahmacharya life and how it could actually help you advance in Krishna consciousness, somewhere behind the mind, there's that thing that, no, brahmacharya is not for me, I want to get married. Because that's the norm nowadays,
Yeah.
So you feel like you're in no man's land. So there is that fear, you face so many people, etc. I'd rather not. Sometimes you feel like it's not worth the hassle. Why don't I just practice devotional service in grahastha life?
Yeah.
So what do you do in a situation like that? When you know, but you can't apply it.
If you go to any astrologer nowadays and ask him, am I a brahmachari or a grihastha? he will make calculations, and in most cases he will tell you, you are a grihastha. Because it's a very, very small minority of people who have the sanskaras, the impressions, to be lifelong brahmacharis. There's a fact. I should be married by now a million times. I actually, by my stars, I have this. When if I would marry, I would suffer like a dog. This is my stars. Good for sannyasi life, I embrace this curse with a smile. But most Ketu means strong Ketu influence, which is you cannot enjoy when you have a Ketu constellation on the material platform. Nothing you can enjoy. Pang, pang, pang. So then you think, well, then I might go as well as the spiritual path, But the majority of people don't have sanskaras for renunciation. It's simply not there in Kali Yuga. And therefore, brahmacharya only works if you are on the spiritual platform. I can't stress this enough. If you are on the material platform, forget it. If you are on the spiritual platform, it works. Krishna consciousness has been described as Prabhupada gave this very intense description. It's a declaration of war against the material energy. Or I want to tell it in a different way. It's unnatural. If you consider material life natural. We don't consider material life natural. But the way the stream of material nature goes is that an insect finds an insect partner, and a human being also finds a partner. That's how it works. So you must be strong on the spiritual platform, and you must act as a servant of Krishna. And when you do, then there is, then you are not under the laws of material nature. Or you have Krishna's protection. You are not acting spiritually enough. Therefore, this doubt comes. When you act spiritually stronger, there will be no doubt.
Now the Brahmacharis go, my God, whom did we invite? By the way, you invited Satchinanand Swami. He always talks like this. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Trying to serve. You have to act on the spiritual platform. This whole spiritual life means it's something else than material life. This is the whole basis of our thing.
Maharaj, is it advisable for people to, devotees who have not decided their ashram to go and check out their horoscopes in order to find out whether they have some tendencies?
You know already what you find in your horoscope about your ashram. No need to check.
There are many other things which you can find in the horoscopes, like, the stones and the favorite days, the auspicious days.
Inclinations, talents. Mm-hmm. I personally believe that everyone should go in the Brahmachari ashram, no matter who he is and so on, for training, making a training in the fundamentals of spiritual life. And the fundamentals of spiritual life are, I'm a spiritual soul and an eternal servant of Krishna. Now, after some time, then a serious question should come, and this should I stay in the Brahmachari ashram? And what is very good to do is to have a discussion with devotees who know us well, to also ask the spiritual master about a question. And one way also to look is to look in the stars. See, there are few ways to find out your dharma. It's about dharma, your question. Asking brahmanas for advice, that's fine. Asking yotish for advice, asking guru for advice. These are three immediate and easy things. So I believe if there is a good astrologer, be careful to find the right good astrologer, then I believe it's a good way which is open when you don't know. Usually we first try brahmanas and gurus, or Vaishnava brahmanas and our guru, and then when it's still a little bit of we need, then it's good. The reason why we are nowadays a little cautious about astrology, because you need to find a good astrologer.
Maharaj, maybe you can say something very briefly in relation to that point.
How brief?
Less than 1 minute.
Less 1 minute, okay.
So, Maharaj emphasized spiritual behavior in Brahmacharya's consciousness. So, this astrologer, Prabhupada say, it is material platform. Because when you act in Krishna consciousness, it's beyond these demigods and devatas. So we should not believe in that, because when you become sanskara initiated by guru, it is not acting more. But you should act in the spirit of platform. So it's not good, it's good. Better to take the guru, not take the advice of astrologer. And Prabhupada's letter saying that.
Here, Vishuddha Sattva Prabhu and myself differ a little. Vishuddha Sattva Prabhu on principle says, I swallowed water. Don't go to astrologer, it's a material platform. My answer is different. My answer is we should first go to Brahman Vaishnava, then Guru. And if they deem it is good to find out our dharma by going through a qualified astrologer, it is sometimes helpful. See, Prabhupada gave categorical statements because we were so young and inexperienced. Oh, we did so many mistakes in the good old days, you can't believe how. We know the Prabhupada consulted astrologers for things where, but he didn't take them as absolute. That's important. And it was just some help, maybe something to check by. And so in this way, this harmony. Sometimes it was used in olden times in Vaishnavism, but you can see it's a little touchy. Yes.
I have a quick story. This Prajnana Babu, Prabhupada's
teacher,
Panditji, he said, we talked about astrology, and he said, Prabhupada said that, we don't really follow astrology, but if you know it's going to rain, bring an umbrella.
Yeah. So it has some use.
It's supposed to rain, bring an umbrella. So Prabhupada certainly checked with it, with the astrology. Just kind of sees what does it say. Then he made it up his own mind. He made his own decision. But he definitely checked at the forecast. And then he decided if you bring an umbrella.
Prabhu, now let us not get into a fundamental discussion about astrology and Vaishnavism. It's a long, long subject. We can't deal with it in the Brahmachari seminar. Please! And I'm the speaker here. Please request please take my research.
Thank you, Prakash. I am interested for power, the sexual power in celibacy. Should be reduced or should be switched?
I couldn't understand. Should it be
reduced or should it be switched and not reduced? Properly switched.
Redirected.
Redirect.
Is that the question? So.
Yes, that is it. Yes.
Oh, Krishna. Prabhus, I will now say something which it is said the sexual power is a very powerful thing and powerful energy. And it's like electricity. It's there in the body. It's now what we must do is we must direct it. And the sexual power, or that energy, let us call it like this, is very much directed by the mind. By the mindset, where you place your mind on what's in your mind, that's where that energy will go. This is the general principle. Therefore, brahmacharis must act on the spiritual platform. Now, this is the normal situation. And I believe in a short time, which we have, I'm already now 3 minutes over my allotted time, and I come from Germany. This is a scandal for me. What is it? It's now 10 minutes past seven, right? We could have a very interesting seminar about that energy and what to do with it. But for here, in the short time, it really works if you put your mind on it. I want to tell you an example of mind and energy. There was once a very old man. He was at the fag end of his life, and he wanted to go on pilgrimage to Gangotri. Now, as he was walking, the rain came and made the streets or the road impassable. So one person in the toll station said to him, "Where are you going?" He said, "To Gangotri." "To Gangotri? The winter is coming and you are old. Stay in my toll station. You won't make it." But the old man said, "My mind is already fixed on Gangotri. Now the body will follow." Body meets physical energy. And so if you are, the whole yoga process, and bhakti yoga process, yoga is also a yoga process, means to fix the mind of Krishna, on Lord Krishna, and then our other activities will follow. So if you want to control that powerful energy, then you have to fix your mind on Krishna. That's a culture. That's a result of living a Brahma, the Brahmachari culture. My dear devotees, I am very, very grateful. You have really encouraged me very much. I think it's just like Vishuddha Prabhu said, it's very important that celibates come together, discuss these things. And I personally like to go also in details where these questions of the energy is more discussed. But we can do that maybe later, to have another Brahmachari seminar. I will prepare myself more. And when we have the translation of the Brahmachari book, I would love to send it to one of you who is the leader of the Brahmachari ashram, and then you can copy it on the computer or copy it on the photocopy machine and circulate it and read it. I think it is, I took many years to produce this book, and going through many, I did a little research, and it might be helpful for some of you. Let me give you courage in your Brahmachari ashram. It's really the time where you can render so much service. Nowadays, to enter Grihastha ashram, oh Krishna, you have to work, and there's so much material energy, and then you have to deal with two minds, and later three, four. Hare Krishna. One is already troublesome enough. You know. But it works only when you look at the meaning of Brahmacharya, to act on the spiritual platform. Then only it works. Good. Thank you very much. All the best for you. And Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai. Krishna.